So like I said today, we want to discuss the life that God blesses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you one of those life? What life is there that God blesses, and which is there he does not? That's what we want to talk about. And we're not going to make it long. We want to make it short and sweet so you can remember what we said. The next time that you come, and if it is the topic we're discussing, you will know where we're starting here. Amen? So what I want you to do for me right now is just in agreement with me, if you will bow and let us go to the Lord in prayer. And so, blessed Father, in the mighty name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, we say thank you. Thank you, Father, because we believe we are the life that you bless.
Hallelujah.
The fact that we are here.
Amen.
We thank you. We believe that we are one of those lives that you bless because you woke us up this morning.
Amen.
And so we say thank you.
Amen.
Oh Lord, it is not us, but thee. Permit your Holy Spirit to speak to us. And grant us the listening ears, the inner ears, O God, that your word, O Father, will be heard. Help us, Lord, that we may retain them.
Hallelujah.
I thank you for all heads bowed before you, O Lord.
Amen.
Meet them, O God, at the point of their needs. Father, only you, we know, is able to keep all of us. Forgive us our transgressions, O Lord, and keep us in your presence.
Hallelujah.
We pray for your peace, for your joy, and for your strength. This we pray in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. The life that God blesses. Let us all do one thing so that we can know what life God blesses. And I think the thing that can help us, if you will, take your Bible and turn with me to the book of Psalm. I want all of us to read that together. Psalm 1. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Psalm 1. Thank you, Jesus. The book of Psalm. You know, Psalm is a hymn book, so you don't hear us say capital one or capital two or so. Psalm 1, beginning at verse 1. We're going to read all 6 verses. I am going to ask if we can all read, and I'm going to read verse 1, and you'll read 2, and I'll read 3, you read 4, and so on. Amen?
Amen?
And that way all of us know what we need to do if we want to be a life that God blesses. Here we go. Psalms 1, 1. Blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Let me read 2.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law meditateth
in his heart. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bring forth his fruit in the season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Thank you, and God bless you.
Amen.
Now you know the life God blesses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What kind of a life, you will ask you, say, but what kind of life is there that God will not bless? That's a very good question. Amen. I say it's a very good question because God is the creator of all, the one who believe and the one who does not believe. He created all. J.R., when you look in the Bible, God says, if you do not have my spirit, then you're none of mine. So you see an extension right away, right? Also, he said that that son, that daughter, that child that will not take instruction or chastisement from the father is a backstab. Praise God. I want us to go slow on this because it's important, particularly for those of us that have children. Why? Because we are given the responsibility to train them in a way that they will go so that when they grow old, they will not turn from it. So you want to begin to train the child. What is the thing that they need to do that will please daddy and mom? And Proverbs speaks about that a lot. Listening to the instruction and the commandment of their dad and never forgetting the words of their mother. So what life is it, in your opinion, based on what you've read, that God blesses? Praise God.
Yeah.
Psalm 1 once said that the very first word is blessed. It's like when you turn to the book of Revelation, amen? Revelation chapter number 1. If you turn there, verse 1 to 3, the very first thing is, blessed is the one that reads the words of this prophecy and the one that hears it. Praise God.
Amen.
So this morning we read in Psalm that blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. You are blessed already. If you are not these, or this man, or this woman who joined the gang, amen? You join the gang, and your sole mission of being in the gang is to meditate and plan to go and bring about some disruption to someone, peace. Then you know you are blessed. Praise God. And he says here, that person that will not stand in the way of sinners, you know, or that will sit with the scornful. But it's very difficult to say, am I really like that God will bless, or is that person, the person that God will bless? You know, if you kind of think about it, everything, amen?
Yeah.
Everything that you do have, is given to you by God.
Yeah.
And if this statement is true, then can you say you're not blessed by God? I think you are. But the contrast to this statement is this person here who rises up in the morning and their sole meditation is to make someone cry. And will you say because God is your father, so you're going to be blessed? I don't think so. In my opinion, that is. That's why they say, blessed is the one that does not stand in the counsel of the ungodly. Praise God. We know that the question actually about who does God bless is relative. We know that. It's relative because it is you who define what is blessed to you. Praise the Lord. You are the one that can consider what you think is a blessing or what is not. So I say it is relative. But in my opinion, the fact that you do not hold yourself, even the very thing that people call gravity, who caused that to be there? God. Praise God. Amen. So, the man that God blesses is this man, the Bible says, whose heart is fixed on God. You know, the Bible says that God sits up in the heaven and he's looking down for a heart that is seeking him, that is looking toward him, that he may bless. Are you looking for such from God? I believe that the heart or the man that God blesses is this man who is totally in obedience to God's will. I said totally. You're not the wishy-washy type of obedient person. One minute you sweet, the next minute you bitter. Amen? The next minute you got no taste. Hello? It's true, old my people. It's true. We see it every day. We see some people that come to church, Brother Jeremiah, they come to church, they laugh, they dance, they cry. You see tears. You say, wow, that person in the spirit. Go out in the street and meet them there in the supermarket or around the curb. You will do like this. Praise God.
Amen.
So some people sweet, some people bitter, some people. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. But blessing, what is blessing? What really is blessing? What's the meaning of blessing? They have different meaning of blessing. I kind of researched and wrote down some here. It says here that blessing means God's divine favor and protection. So when we pray asking God to bless us or bless our food, what are we doing? We are asking for his divine protection on the food. Right? Because us African people know how to deal with each other when it comes to food. Hallelujah. So yeah, when you ask God divine favor to protect you or your children, you know, you're asking for blessing. Amen? Also, blessing can be considered a gift. You know, like me, for instance, I have the habit when I write, I usually, those of you who can read my text on that, I usually say, be blessed in the Lord. Do I have power to bless someone? Praise God.
Amen.
Blessing can be a gift from God that brings satisfaction, amen, and that draws people closer to Christ. So the heart that God blesses, or the life that God blesses, is that life that submits itself to God's will. Amen. You submit yourself to God's will. And you cannot say you have submitted yourself to God's will when you really, really do not have love for one another. So we want you to know that God's way, in my opinion, is so simple. But many people see it as being complicated and so difficult. It's not God's will. Some of the problems comes from the one who deliver the message. So it is not the message, but it's the deliverer of the message. If Deacon Martin came here and stood in my ear and told me, Pastor, today you're looking too shorter than the other day. And I got up from here and went to my brother here and to go tell him, I said, God, man, they don't like me. He's cursing me. He say I'm all this and that. And the man didn't tell me that. Then he got and go to the wife and said, you know what, you control pastor. He said, pastor, you call your hair good the next time he wanted to express in front of the people. Nobody can say that man is lying. They were not there when he was there. And so the message go on and on and on and on. What am I talking about? I am talking about the translation of the Bible. They have transliteration and then they have the interpretation. Everybody bring it based on their own understanding. Praise the Lord. And so therefore, if you are not mindful, if you do not surrender and listen to the Holy Spirit and depend on Him to guide and lead you, you will soon create your own doctrine. And you think it's correct. The life that God blesses is a submitted life, a submissive life to God. It is a life that is not pompous, you know. I'm too educated. I can't go sit in front of small men like that to listen to him. You know, I got a DD, I got a that, and this, that, I did that, they that, and so on and so forth. You know, it's like we were discussing this morning. I wonder why God took simple people like me and didn't call the dignified people to come. The life that God blesses is the one that makes itself available as a vessel. Praise God. We talked here before about serving. That's a while back now. We said if you say you want to serve God and or you are serving God, then you must be what? Available. Praise God. Now we can see Isaiah, he had the right frame of mind. He said, here I am, send me. Hallelujah. That life that comes and say, here I am, send me. What that person has done is that that person has abandoned, amen, the very first A in that, he has abandoned what he or she was doing and have made themselves available, praise the Lord,
amen,
to God for God's will to be done. That life is blessed by God. So, you know, sometimes again, some blessings can be bestowed by God, and some can be bestowed by people. Are we together so far? Hallelujah. When a blessing is bestowed to God, it means that that blessing comes directly from God. Amen. A blessing that comes directly from God. You got no explanation how it happened. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You will think it, you will talk it, you will act it, but you just don't know. And sometimes, like Elder Wilson usually say, people are always looking for big things to happen in their life before they can talk about it or know about it. But God does things little by little in our lives. You know, right now, my car is in the garage. I went to visit one of our members who is still at home, and I was on my way home. It stopped on me twice on the road, and then I said, Lord, please let it just take me home there. If you want, so you can stop. You know. But seriously, that's just what I said. And so that thing drove me all the way from Converse, all the way I attend. I was telling you about it by HDB there, by Motel 6, and then it stopped. I guess he said, not from here, you're going to go. And so, you don't hear what happened. I got out of my car, and when I got off and turned around, there was this emergency car sitting directly behind me with the lights going. Okay, so I got confused. Why? Well, because as I was going to go park, I did not park by any emergency car. Okay, and this emergency, not a small car, emergency trucks. And he came and parked, and he's sitting there just looking at me, didn't say a word to me. So I got down, I'm trying to go to him and say, well, who is he and what does he want? So I stood there, I called my brother to tell him why I happened where I was. So he was just sitting there. Finally, he got down and he walked to me and I thought he was a tow truck. So he sat there and he didn't ask me a question, what happened, this, that, and all. Then he said to me, can we push it on the side? I said, well, sir, it's automatic, everything locked. I can't. He's the guy who showed me how to put my, you know, your car in neutral when something like that happened. If you don't know, I'll show you the trick, but you're paying me even though you're in charge. Hallelujah. But the thing here that I want to say is almost like what happened to me years and years back in Tennessee when I was moving from New Orleans, Louisiana to Massachusetts. I broke down in Shippenburg there on the hill. I fooled something in the evening. Can you imagine a black shot, dark African boy with accent in the deep south on the highway alone? Because I don't know where this white lady came from, parked directly behind me. And I got down, she said, you need help? I know a place you can go there and they'll fix your car. So I look at her and I turn. My wife and kid were in the car. Now this is a van that had a U-Haul attached to it and the kids are on the floor, right? Watch this. So when she said that and I turned to go to my wife and tell her, then she said, oh no, don't worry, your family will be fine. So how did she know I had a family in the car? Right? Okay. Mr. Joe Blind Faith, I don't need a car. That lady drove me to this shop and she said, when you buy your fan, no, first she told me, your fan belt caught. That was the first, she said, your fan belt caught, but I know where you can get it. And the lower and the lower was my fan belt. We went, she took me, she said, when you finish, you see how down in the hill? I said, yeah. So when you go there, there will be a man in there. If you're not inside, you'll be in the garden. He can help you. I said, okay. I bought the bell. Oh man, coach you. I walked down the hill and I got there. This man walked in the garden. And I said, hello, sir. And he got up and he said, oh, okay, I'm coming. He walked, went inside, grabbed the tools back in, got in the car, and took me to my car without me saying a word to him. Took me to where my car was, fixed it. I took my wallet and took $20. And I said, sir, you said, oh no, I go to church too. So who told him I go to church? I'm saying all of these to say to you, when your heart is directed to God, you are always guided. He said, I will never, never leave you alone. Praise the Lord. So when your heart is fixed, and you know that God is able, whatever situation you may be in, you know he is able, and you turn it over to him, you have nothing to worry about. Yeah, it will burn, it will hurt, but healing will come. Praise God. Are you one of those lives that God blesses? Some lives are blessed by people. It's like, for instance, a father. A father who blesses their children and or their wife, the ruler, blesses their subjects. Amen? And a full priest or pastor blesses their congregants. Those are different types of blessing or way of blessing people. But the one that God blesses is the one that is submissive to God. You don't have to do anything. You just have to say yes, sir. Praise God. So if you don't remember anything and you go home today and you want to be sincere with yourself, you probably want to take your chair and you sit down quietly and you ask yourself, am I one of those light that God blesses? This is not said to be condemned. It is said for you to actually take a little bit of survey of yourself, if you will, to see where you stumble, where you've turned that is the wrong direction, and make a correction. Amen? Because God is willing anytime to answer when you call. That's what he said. Jesus said, those whom my Father have given me, I will no wise turn them down. What I know is that Like I said earlier on, that the fact that he woke you up this morning, and the fact that he gave you back your senses, and you know your name, where you are one of those lives he blesses. Praise God. Praise God. And because you know that you are one of those lives that God blesses, then you need to seek him. Seek him. The life that seeks God diligently, Hebrew tells us he will reward. Hallelujah. He will reward that life. And I'm not talking about seek God in, like I was saying here earlier, one Sunday you in church, and next two Sundays we don't see you. You know, the third Sunday you come and you give us some story. We can't say you're lying because we're not there. You know, in, out, of, on. We're not condemning you because, hey, that's not my place or anybody. But when you need something, you go for it. All the people who work in 24 hours, 18 hours, say amen. Amen. Yeah, don't say amen. I can find it on my altar. That is the reason why I don't care how cold it is, they will go. They seek it. Hello. Right now, my wife said, how I'm going to go. I don't know whether I will be able to eat or not. Hallelujah. We'll soon go. We'll soon go. I don't want to keep you long on this. The life God blesses is a life that is seeking fruitfulness. Because our God in heaven sits and looking for that heart that he fixed toward him that he may bless. Amen. You know, there are people out there who do not know the name Jesus. They don't. And they do not particularly care whether or not they know Jesus. But you know what? God still woke them up this morning. God still gives them back their senses. Did God bless them? You bet he did. Praise the Lord. He blessed them. As a matter of fact, he strengthened them. And he put them on their way to go. You and I are different. Yes, we are. Oh, how I wish you will follow me and understand what I mean when I say we are different. Because we know our calling as the children of God. We know that we are supposed to say, yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. We know that we are supposed to submit ourselves and do his will. So this afternoon, as you go home, know that God is always with you. Know that he's always with you and he is willing and ready to bless you. But you have to submit yourself. You know, during the time of the prophet Joel, when he made the prophecy in 2:28 that the day and the time will come when God will pour his spirit upon all flesh. You know, when you read that story carefully out of the book of Joel, man, what a beautiful story to read. Did you know actually that there are seven supernatural blessings, amen, that God wants to release to those who honor and seek him, just out of the book of Joel? As I was reading them, I was, you know, I marked one, you know, and put it there. Let me go through it here for you. The first lesson you find in Job chapter 2 and verse number 23. And that blessing is double portion. The blessing of double portion. The second one is Job 2:24. And that's financial abundance. Praise God. Amen. I'm begging you, please go home session. Meet me, see if I'm lying or not. The third one is restoration. That's Job 2:25. The fourth is miracle. Job 2:26. Hallelujah. The fifth one is God's divine presence. Like what happened to me on the highway. That's Job 2:27. And of course, the sixth one is the one I just told you about, Job 2:28. That is his blessing upon family. When he said that this is for you, that your young men, your young women, your fathers, the old men with dream and vision and soul. Family blessings. Hallelujah. And the last one is the blessing of deliverance, Job 2:32. I bring these to you to say that this is not just a list to get you to think that, oh, that man that can read or that man know the Bible or so. I bring this to you for you to know that God already has blessed you. He already has blessed you. The problem is we don't know how to claim it. And you're not going to claim it if you can't read. You can. The food sitting on the table, you say you're hungry and you don't want to open it up or take a spoon and eat, then you're going to just stay hungry. Praise God.
Amen.
So let me close. I want to close by going to Proverbs chapter number 4. Proverbs chapter number 4. I'm going to run through this, but I want you to mark it when you go home, take your time and read it. Proverbs 4, beginning at verse number 14, they say, enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. If you do, you will not be blessed. Hallelujah. 15 say, avoid it, pass not by it. Turn from it and pass away. Wow. That really is telling you, run away. Praise God.
Amen.
Because you will not be blessed. 16 gave you a little reason. It said, because, well, King James said, for. It said, because they sleep not. Who are those? They that stand to meditate to do evils to others. You say, they sleep not, except they have done what? Mischief. And their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. Praise the Lord. Don't stand in their way. Verse 17 says, for they eat the bread of wickedness, and drink wine of violence. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. See the contraction?
Amen.
19. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Here is a parenthetical warning in verse number 20. My son, attend to my words, meaning listen to my words. Incline your ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Why? Because they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. take that home with you. And then it closes up here in verse 26, but I'm not going to go that far. I just want to add the next two. 23 say, keep your heart with what? All diligence. All carefulness. Keep your heart with all diligence, because out of it are the issues of life. Did you hear that? The issues of life. The good, the bad, the ugly, the sweet, the bitter, all is from there. So keep your heart. In other words, put gate, lock, if you will, a padlock. Thank you, Jesus. Put away from you a forward mouth. Hello. And perversive lips. Put far, far, far from you.
Amen.
If you will follow God, let not your eyes turn to the right, or turn to the left, or look behind. Look forward unto the altar and the finisher of your faith.
Hallelujah.
And follow him still.
Thank you, Lord.
If you do that, you do well for yourself. May God richly bless you all.
Amen. Amen.